Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody listening to my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show with Russell Johnson. It's our UFO radio show special, and I've known Russell forever. Like, I knew Russell before. It sounds like a little prophecy here. I knew Russell before he knew me, you know, that kind of a thing, because he has a great reputation as far as being involved in home-based businesses, so I knew his name way before anything. So he called me up one day, maybe a year or so ago, and said, hey, listen, I'm on a new trend. I'm still doing the stuff with home-based businesses and still love that stuff, but I want to get the word out about UFOs. And I said, UFOs? Is that a new MLM deal? And he said, no, I'm talking about like space aliens. It could be. If it was, it'd probably be pretty popular. But it would be out of this world. And I said, no, like the UFOs, like the space alien, you know, like the little green men. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's do that. So I help you promote it. He said, how do I get the word out? So let's do some radio shows, and then I can help you with the other things. You know, we have a whole bunch of different things, and that's what we've been doing ever since. So it is always a great pleasure. It is really, I say sincerely, because I consider him a friend now. Besides just, you know, doing radio shows together, I can call him up. We can have some conversations. He's a good guy. And I just enjoy his company. So we are here on his radio show. This is the UFO radio show. We do it on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And if you go to buildingforgeradio.com/UFO, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done. And he's got a whole bunch of cool websites as well. My favorite one, he's a domain name collector, a little bit like me. But one of my favorite ones is lightsinthenight.org. Lightsinthenight.org.
Go ahead. You know when I just got it, I captured, I got harriswalsh.com.
Which one? Oh, you did?
I did.
Wow.
But somebody beat me to harriswalsh.com. I got com.com.
Oh, wow. Well, I bought Trump.charity a long time ago, and I think I'm going to need it to help.
But he needs some money.
He's going to need it.
Well, speaking of Trump, well, today is the day. I mean, what is Tuesday? It's November 5th, 2024. It's a special day for many people around the nation, or around the world, because it's a worldwide observation in terms of who wins the presidency of the United States, which is a very serious position. Sounds like you got Trump as the person you had been thinking about voting for. Today is not over. We don't know, but it soon will be over for sure. Do you think Trump deserves another term is a question rather than asking you who you're going to vote for?
So I'll answer that question on a personal basis, and then we're also going to answer that question on a, like, if you were hiring me, tell you who's going to win. On a personal basis, I've known Donald Trump since I've been born. It feels like, because I grew up in New York. So I've seen all the headlines, him cheating on his wife, you know, him being the real estate mogul, him being the celebrity, him being the taunter of running for president. So I was always used to every year Donald Trump's going to run for president. So, and he did that for free publicity. I think I'm going to run. Mm-hmm. And then the headlines would go like crazy. People would know who Donald Trump is again if they were forgetting him. And he'd probably sell more books or be on The Apprentice or whatever the hell. And then the next 4 years, I think I'm running for president. And the same old thing. So in 2015, I'm not in New York anymore. But Donald Trump's going to be running for president. I'm like, he doesn't stand a chance. It's another publicity stunt. And then he started talking. And a lot of people started winning over. And then I saw what he stood for, at least philosophically. Now, whether it ended in that, I'm not sure. But at least philosophically, he wanted to drain the swamp. He was identifying all of the corruption in the federal and all the other governments. And I was for that. So I'm Team Trump when it comes to end the corruption in the government and block these people, like the people that are getting rich on our dime. Like, the way to become rich is to become part of the federal government, abuse your power, manipulate the stocks, do whatever you have to do so you can be personally rich and be the sociopath that you are. So I was against that. So there's a lot of things that I really liked about Trump. There's a lot of things that I didn't like about Trump as well. But if you made me pick, I would be a Trumper than a Harris one, because I really think, and this is a conspiracy thought, but if you were listening to me in 2019 leading up to 2020, I would say the only way Trump's not going to win re-election is two things. There's got to be a major national, there's got to be a major event like a 9/11 or something worse. And the economy has to slow down. And those two things would not happen. Like, there's no way they can do that. And then they, quote unquote, did the unthinkable. COVID, pandemic, mandates, lockdown, further division. They did what they've never done before in my lifetime. Now, you're a little bit older than me, so maybe in your lifetime you might have witnessed that, maybe with a world war or something like that. But in my lifetime, I never witnessed that. So go ahead.
You mean they shut down the whole world? Nobody has ever
shut down
the whole world.
They shut down most of the world with the lockdowns. So,
like, they sure did. Now, that was a heck of an accomplishment. To be able to frighten the people so fiercely
absolutely.
That they all stayed in their houses for 1 year or whatever the time length was. That's a masterful. That was like the cabal.
Absolutely. The only other way they would be able to do it is part of the reasons why I wanted to do this radio show.
Oh, yeah,
because
right.
I said
okay.
The only other way they would do this is by basically creating an alien invasion. And that's
false
the only
flag,
other
yeah.
That was like pulling the last rabbit out of the hat. What else could they do besides nuclear war?
Well, obviously, they're still not finished, but that's another story. We can get back to that.
Right.
But I'm going to stay on
Trump. Oh, we're not done
Trump.
Yet. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. we'll talk tomorrow, and then I'll see if I breathe.
No. But Trump, see, look, I think Trump was put there by the people above us. I'm talking about people Earth-wise. I'm talking about on the Galactic Command. To make us make a decision of whether we want to go with the dark energy or the light energy, the good or the bad, the malevolent or the benevolent, right? I think that was our choice in this election, in my opinion. And so
who's the good, who's the bad?
Well, if I start reading all the stuff about what Trump has done, people with the General Mark Kelly and Chief of Staff and all the four presidents, four generals in his administration, but even looking at Liz Cheney and Vice President Cheney, I don't want to go down that list, but there are about 300 people on that list who said Trump should not be president of the United States because
right.
he wants to be a dictator. He wants to take over. Go ahead.
Yes, that reminds me of a story. Yeah, that reminds me of a personal story.
All right, well, what's the personal story?
So I was the new regional manager / area vice president in the Midwest. So I was in New York. I got promoted. I go to the Midwest. I have a friend of mine in Chicago. I'll leave his name out of it because he doesn't need the attention. I have a friend of mine in Chicago says, when I, you know, you're calling all the guys that you're taking over for, you know, like I'm your boss. But I was having those kind of conversations, introducing myself. And he spoke very honestly with me. He said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to work with you. And that took me back a little bit because where I came from, obviously I was doing well. Lots of people liked me. I was, you know, they promoted me. So I was like, really? I said, he says, well, I've heard a lot of bad things about you. And I said, really? And that really shocked me. And I said, were they from people I fired? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, then maybe you'll make it this – But I didn't – like, that was a sincere answer because it was the first time anyone had said to me, I think I'm going to have a hard time working with you. Most of the people that – when I left, they were sad. You know, like, oh, shit, we're losing you. And it's great you're getting a promotion, but we're losing you.
Right.
So now I am dealing with this, and the guy says because I've spoken to people and they said bad things. And I said, well, his first name – are these people I fired? And he said, yes. And I said, what is wrong with you? I said, what is wrong with you? I think I'm going to have a hard time talking to you because you're listening to the wrong people. So when we take a look at the Liz Cheney's, Dick Cheney is voting for Kamala Harris. He's switching parties. How screwed up do you need to be? Listen, who screws his nanny over in, you know which state, California. My hero as a kid growing up, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, the bodybuilding guy, is going to tell me that I should put my friggin' mask on, take that effing vaccine. So my hero, who became like, oh, my God, what are you, like, this is crazy. You're forcing me to take a vaccine, telling me shut up, and you're screwing your nanny? You're not, what moral compass do you have? So anyway, so back to this. So yeah, I discount a lot of those people. But here's the cool thing. I like Russ Johnson. So I like that Russ Johnson has his own opinion. I'll do more radio shows. I'll do everything with Russ Johnson because he has a different opinion. It doesn't matter to me. I like Russ Johnson. So the reality is that I don't see it the same way that those people see it. And then I ask, are these people that he hired? Are these people that he promoted? Are these people that he fired? And if the answer is, well, Liz Cheney, I mean, the people fired Liz Cheney. The people fired Dick Cheney. So the reality is that they're obviously going to have their opinions.
Yeah, well, now, of course, and along with about 300 other, even Bush's daughter has come out for Harris. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me explain that. So I have an internet troll who trolls me and another radio show host, it doesn't matter which one, but he's an internet troll, and he's a real troll, and we've done things to make sure that we can troll the troll, and we're better than he is, so I'll leave it at that. So the reality is that if he were running for anything and I had to vote, and if he was the best candidate in the world, because he's my internet troll, I would never vote for him. And that's the way I think Donald Trump is going to lose the election. The reason why Donald Trump is going to lose the election is he's created enough of his own trolls where now they will never vote for him. And now even people that shouldn't vote for him are voting for him. Like, think about this, Russ. The previous vice president of the United States is voting for the other party.
Yeah, he is. But he threatened his life.
Who threatened whose life?
Trump did. When the January 6th fiasco came down with all those people.
No, I'm talking about, you're talking about Mike Pence. I'm talking about Dick Cheney.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mike Pence is probably I don't think Mike Pence would stoop that low to vote for a Democrat. I think that would be impossible. But I would also say that Dick Cheney.
He's not voting for Trump. No,
he's not.
Of course not. No.
Right? That underlines, underscores, puts exclamation points next to everything that I said. They hate him. So how could you vote for anyone you hate?
Well, the hate comes from Trump himself, because
he lost it himself. He created this.
He talks about women. He says, Roe versus Wade, I destroyed that personally. And he puts the people on the Supreme Court to give him carte blanche to do whatever he wants to do, you know, kill people in the street. But Trump is just... he's done a good job in destroying himself. As his mother says, I quote, he says, Mary Ann Trump says this, yes, he's an idiot with no common sense and no social skills, but he's my son. I just hope he never goes into politics. He would be a disaster. That's what she says.
So there's a lot of things that people would basically turn around based on some of the things you mentioned. So, for instance, I won't worry about the examples because you've all heard them all, but the reality is the overriding theme is this was an election for Trump to lose by himself.
But he did that.
And he did that. So my prediction is Harris is going to. My prediction is Harris is going to win. Now here's the other side of the prediction.
I think so, because even just recently, the last week, he was talking about that Puerto Rico was a garbage dump, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, he allowed that to be broadcast.
Well,
go ahead.
You have an incompetent and probably incontinent president currently, you know, Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, they still allow him to have a microphone, which is a big mistake. And he went out there and said that Trump supporters are garbage. Trump, being a good showman, really played that up. I mean, he played that up for his fan base. It's kind of like fueling his fan base.
Yeah, but his fan base, you know, the far right wingers, the so-called people who are mad and, you know, they really disturbed people, because everything that Trump says, they endorse. Putting any screening on that.
They're fans, and there's not some people that are not necessarily mentally put together right. So there's some people
crazy. That's what we have a society like that. We do have a society. Some of them are not ready for to be in the limelight, and they need to be in the backwoods somewhere. But that's where we are. That's where we are.
We shouldn't give them the remote. There's a lot of people we shouldn't give the remote control to, you know, or the control panel to. There's a lot of people that probably could.
But we all have to grow and develop. We're all students on this planet,
yeah,
you know.
That's true.
Yeah,
I guess.
But anyway, it'll be interesting at the end of the day who is the winner going to be and what programs are going to be implemented in terms of the salvation of the rest of the people, in terms of having food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and transportation that they all deserve. So that's what the battle is going to be. What kind of programs are there? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting. You know, I take the George Carlin route. So here's my personal stance. In 2020, when I saw that we had Joe Biden, who, by the way, was nobody's pick, like Joe Biden was the last pick to run for president, and everybody knew it. That's why after he became the ex-vice president for those 4 years that Trump was doing his thing, he was doing all his shit. He was, you know, playing around with his son, and they were doing all the corrupted bribery and all that other sort of stuff that we know that Joe Biden did. So Joe Biden is a criminal. And Joe Biden was not expected to be president. And then somebody knocked on his door and said, Joe, you know, you're the only one that we think can do this, and you're corrupt enough where you're going to be able to stick with all the things that we want to do, and you're going senile, which means you're just going to be basically like a puppet. So we need you to run for president. He's like, sure, I've always wanted to do that. So they go behind and they do whatever they have to do to make sure that Joe Biden is president. Guy doesn't, because of COVID, guy doesn't leave his basement. He can't fill up three circles, you know, if you remember the circles thing. I mean, and Trump is packing rallies and all that sort of stuff. So the idea that Joe Biden actually won just really shows you that they changed the rules enough. I won't say steal, but I'll say steal anyway, just for context. They changed the rules enough so Joe Biden will win. So that's the game. So to use this analogy just recently.
Okay. Do you think they've changed the rules enough so that Harris will win this time? Do you think that,
yes.
that's
without a doubt. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me use an example by they changed the rules. Imagine that the Dodgers and the Yankees just played the World Series, right? So you'd say, yeah, they just did. Right? They played five games, I think, right? Whatever it was, five games. So imagine letting them play the five games and then making the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And applying those new rules to those five games. So like in the third inning, and I'm making this part up because I didn't follow the game. But like the third inning, when the Dodgers hit a grand slam, somebody wrote a ruling. They sent it through the judge that says grand slams in the third inning don't count if they're not used with a bat that's 3 inches longer than the guy used. And you say, nope, got to throw that one out. The guy used the wrong bat. And you'd say, what the hell? That's, you're throwing it out because of the rules. Or, okay, we decided that the switchboard wasn't working, so we had to reset the switchboard. And in the eighth inning, the Yankees lost all their runs. And you'd say, what the hell? The Supreme Court won't hear the case because they don't want to get involved. You'd say, what the hell? So if you changed the rules after the game was played, you'd say, well, they changed the rules. Is that stealing? I don't know. If the rules are, you're allowed to change the rules, and you can get away with it if you can get away with it. All's fair in love, war, and sales, and politics. So the reality is they changed the rules. So they changed the rules to win in 2020. They continued to change the rules up to 2024, and all of the changes that may be allowed are going to be made after this election. Any ones they've conceded, oh, yeah, we're going to fix that, but it's going to be after this election. Well, that doesn't really help during this election. So my prediction is the rules have been changed. Some people may call that cheating enough, so Harris is going to win. And then I don't know what's going to happen. I just hope they cheat enough where people let it go. Like, they got to let it go.
Well, you know, the people of January 6th, they didn't want to let anything go. That's why they attacked the Capitol. And 140-some people were injured in that, and some died.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, hold on a second. Nobody died at the Capitol.
Yes, they did.
The government started... No, nobody died at the Capitol. Well, actually, yes, the only one that died is the one that was shot when she jumped through the window by the Capitol police guy.
Okay,
that was the only person that died. She died, she was killed. Okay. She was killed because she jumped through a window, and she was a single person with a backpack jumping through the window.
You said no one died, but someone did die, and
somebody
a lot of people injured.
And the reality is that the police actually shot bullets into the crowd and tear gas into the crowd and all that sort of stuff into the crowd. And you'd say, well, what do you think normal people would do? They'd probably fight back. And if people fight back, they're going to get injured. Hey, people start shooting at you, Russell, rubber bullets.
Yeah, but here's
kind of
the point. You're attacking the Capitol. You're attacking the government of the United States.
Well,
That's a whole thing.
But the reality
is probably
that...
Too long of a discussion today because...
Too long of a discussion. Show all the video. Show me all the videos, all 14,000 hours from every different direction, blah, 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 and then we can make the decision. And if you suppress all the videos, why are you suppressing all the videos? To suppress the things that you already know happened. So there you have videos of informants actually being in the Capitol building letting people in, When they knew there was going to be a big crowd, why didn't you let the National Guard in, Nancy Pelosi? The whole thing. So it was a staged event that they allowed to let happen, which is really very smart of the other side. So the other side, meaning the Democrats in this example, let them gather. We'll create a thing that will ensure that Trump never, ever, ever gets reelected again. We're going to put a hurting on any of his followers, which they've done, Giuliani, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, all those people. We'll put a hurting on those. No one's going to want to defend him because they'll see the repercussions of it. And when we win this election, then that will silence everything. Censorship up. We own this thing. So I have a huge level of respect for the Democrats to be able to win an election using the rules. Everything's fair.
Bottom line, when we talk about Galactic Command, it's all a game on this planet. Everything is a game. Everything is a pretend. Everything is a makeup. So that's where we really are. So the games that we play in terms of the religion, Catholic Church, the prosperous Protestant church or the Church of the Latter-day Saints or what, all of it's a pit end, all of it's a makeup, all of it's, you make the rules, and then we march to those rules. So that's where we are.
We can have enough of a conversation about organized religion as well,
Right, that's another thing.
Well, so the reality is, We're almost past break. Well, we're past break time.
Okay, right. Okay, not a problem.
4 minutes left.
We'll see.
So the fun thing is,
as an entrepreneur, she is saying that she's going to make sure that small business, a startup, will get $50,000 to start instead of the $5,000 that the SBA says today. She's going to fix Social Security. She's going to provide $6,000 for people who are caregivers. So, you know, you might know somebody who's doing some caregiving in their home. She's going to increase that by $6,000. So there's a lot of money coming down to help people protect Medicare and et cetera. So you might look at some of those things that when you meet your friends, relatives, acquaintances, so they can get some of that money from me, so they can have ease of maintaining their lifestyle, if you will.
Yep.
So anyway, you go ahead and close it out. But it's going to be interesting. We'll talk about it next time.
It is
going to
be fun and interesting. And I'll tell you, I'll share with you my last opinion from my favorite philosopher, George Carlin. You remember George Carlin? He basically said, listen, this is a crazy ride. I'm buying a ticket, and I'm going to enjoy it. So that's what I'm doing today. It's a crazy ride. Like, this is so much stuff, and it's so interesting to watch. And I can't control it. I'm not part of that game, so I'm just going to sit here and watch it. And we're both in the state of Florida.
Wait a minute. You're an entrepreneur. We need to make the rules.
Oh, I'm making the rules of my own.
I know. But then even for the industry, the network marketing industry or the direct selling industry, we need to make better rules so they have more success than they have failures. That's what we need to do. But we can talk about that.
So the MLMers out there, you know, for our MLM world out there, is you better be able to control your income. So you better be able to do whatever you can do to effectively build a business, because there's a whole country. There's a whole country that right now needs this. So I'm not blaming inflation on Biden. Donald Trump created the events that happened that locked down our country. That's why I'm not a 100% Donald Trump fan. You screwed up, Donald. I mean, the bottom line is you fucking screwed up. Excuse my language, but you screwed up. You made a major blow, and we know that your philosophy is never to admit your defeat or admit your mistakes. But the reality is you screwed up with COVID. You trusted the wrong people.
Yeah.
You did the wrong things. You may have done them with the best intentions, but you're still responsible for your results. You and I are paying for the inflation that Donald Trump initiated because that's what he did.
$8 trillion. He increased it by $8 trillion. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen The Apprentice? Have you seen The Apprentice?
No, I never liked that. I never watched television, and I never liked that show anyway.
But you got to watch it, because the strategy that he's using was used by Joe McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Cohn, and so he's following that.
Oh, I know that part.
Those...
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Roy Cohn. Yeah, Roy Cohn. Never admit you're wrong.
Right.
So
right,
you know that works
right.
in some areas, but the bottom line is there's a lot of other smart people that just say, you know,
but
your philosophy
made him
of never admitting you're wrong. Yeah, made you president, but you also fucked up a country. You know.
Yeah, but that's
technically
true.
Speaking,
yeah,
you screwed up the world. Technically speaking, you screwed up the world. You were part of killing millions of people. You dumbass, you're part of killing millions of people. So the whole reality is that I look at this and say, okay, so what do you do now? Take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of your company, because no one else will. So a lot of those things
that
Harris says,
that's true.
Yeah, just like Joe Biden said, he's going to eliminate student debt. He hasn't done that yet.
Yeah,
you know?
But maybe she will.
Harris is going to give people $50,000. When she says it, most people think, oh, I'm going to get $50,000. No, you're going to get a $50,000 tax credit.
No, I
like
think
you have to make
I think it's
It's just a tax credit. You're not giving them money. It's just a tax credit. Do you know how much money you have to make to have enough profit to be able to get a $50,000 profit that you have to pay taxes on? Like, you have to be – you're not a small business anymore. You're a major business. This is not for the little guy. I mean, the part of it is they play the political game.
But 74% of the small businesses account for the employment of people in this country.
That was true.
And direct selling is indeed a serious part of the small business picture, if you will. But
that
anyway,
is true.
We can talk about that. We can talk
about
that.
We can talk forever about this. But guess what?
Okay.
Donald Trump's response – wiped out much of the small businesses. Most of the small businesses that are supposed to create the jobs are gone.
Well, what is up to you and me to bring it back?
That's it. We're going to do it, Russ. UFO radio show.
Okay.
UFO radio show. We'll be back next week with our correct prediction.
Yeah.
President Harris, Vice President Tim Walz. It's going to be right there, writing. So we'll see it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so at least
it'll probably be that way.
We're good at predicting stuff. It will. No, there's no doubt in my mind.
And the controversy will linger, huh?
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's another
drama.
Piece of that. We don't need
that's another
civil war.
No, we're going to work. After this, we go back to work. Yeah, Tuesday's the day, and then we go back to work because everything else is just drama.
So anyway,
we're going to stay focused. It is.
Okay,
so
the good thing is
I appreciate you being here. I can't wait until the UFOs show up, so at least we have a little bit of different drama.
and that's soon, and we'll talk about that next week. Cause
I got some dates
on that.
That'll be cool. I think finally,
They will finally show themselves. Yes, we're not very far off. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. So it'll be a welcome thing. Okay, so we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortune Radio. Go check them out. Now go to lightsinthenight.org as far as the website. Sign up for Rush Johnson's YouTube channel. Yeah, lightsinthenight561 is his YouTube channel. Yeah, those lightsinthenight.org is his website. And then lightsinthenight561 is his YouTube channel. So go and subscribe. Watch some videos. Watch them for a little bit longer than a couple of minutes. So they're really good videos. And then help boost him on the internet. We'll see everybody next time. Thanks, Russell. Bye for now.
Okay, take care. Right.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.